Well, it may not begin until early November, but we will be seeing conferees from the House and the Senate working together, trying to work out differences and pass a new long-term farm bill. According to Karen Geffords from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, she said knowing how conference committees work can help them overcome some of these wide differences.
What I think is that each member of the conference committee is going to have a particular issue or two that are going to be really important to them. So what you're going to see is you're going to see people trying to work with other people on the conference committee to figure out, okay, if I vote for this, you vote for this, and they work that way, much like they do within their political caucuses. So I think you're going to see some alliances happen that way as far as what issues are really important to what people, and it depends on what part of the country they're from. Are they Democrat? Are they Republican? You know, those all make differences as far as how the votes line up.
Meanwhile, Senator Charles Grassley doesn't think the political fallout from the recent government shutdown is going to hurt the farm bill talks. He actually said the conferees could overcome some of their differences at the expense of some programs that he feels might be beneficial. But he said in getting a farm bill done, sometimes you can't have ideal circumstances.
For instance, maybe cutting more from food stamps, or maybe striking out my provisions on payment limitations as an example. Things that have strong support in both houses of Congress. And if you didn't have a separate debate on the farm bill, it might be easy for the conferees, just 29 out of 535 members of Congress, to get away with things they wouldn't otherwise get away with.
Well, the USDA is celebrating National Farm to School Month, revealing the results of a nationwide census on farm to school activities. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said there certainly are a lot of benefits to local economies and to agriculture when schools invest their food dollars in their local communities.
The census indicating that of the 13,000 school districts that were surveyed, 8,800 responded, and of that number, a little over 3,300 school districts are engaged in farm-to-school. Another 13% are anxious to start farm-to-school programs. So this is an expanding opportunity here.
Now we've seen a bit of an expansion on the barrel cheese market, picking up 3.25 cents on Tuesday to price to 179¼ cents per pound. However, still at a discount to the blocks at 185¾ cents per pound, while AA butter is now at $1.47. Class 3 prices, October off a penny, 18.23. November up 4 cents, 18.50. December tops at 17.74, while January is at $17 even. Board of Trade, lower prices. December corn down 5¾ cents to 4.38 a bushel. March drops to 4.50¾ cents per bushel. Beans for November, $13.15 per bushel. March down to 12.76¼ cents, while December wheat tops at 7.01. Livestock, fed cattle market steady to firm. Choice beef steers and heifers now top at 121. Holstein steers 96 to 107. Slaughter cows, cut and utilities 70 to 93. Most of the slaughter cows 53 to 69. Replacement bull calves 85 to 180. Heifer calves 60 to 135. And your barrels and gilts 66 to 74. Feeder pigs 40 through 60 pounders 35 to 50. Feeder lambs 145 and down. Market lambs top at 142. And that tops off your agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.